Hello everybody, I'm Angelo Domingo, and I'm here today to speak about negligent landlords because, to me, I feel like this is an important topic because so many people in Troy and even in other places deal with bad housing, and it has so many long-term and short-term effects on people throughout their lives, and I feel like if we want a good community, then we need better homes. I have done multiple types of research. I have created a survey, I did other research online and found tips and even how to deal with negligent landlords. So basically, I created the survey with Google Forms on negligent landlords, and I created just several questions. Some were short-term questions, some were long-term. So the first question was, do you live or have you ever lived in Troy, New York? And it was 100% yes for out of all 27 responses. The second question was, do you have or have you ever had a negligent landlord when you lived in Troy, New York? And 70.4 said yes, and 29.6 said no. Which, I mean, like, for my results is a good thing, but then, like, it's kind of, when you think about it, it's kind of sad. That's like, the number that we have. The next question was, how long did you live in the house? 29.6 said more than 7 years, 11.1 said 2 to 4 years, and 44.4% said 1 to 2 years. Does your landlord live in Troy? 37% said no, 40.7% said yes, and 22.2% said I don't know. If your landlord had to drive to your home, how long would it take? 18.5% said more than 1 hour, 18.5% said I don't know, 29.6% said 10 minutes or less, and 29.6% said 10 to 30 minutes. These numbers, I really wanted to get, like, numbers and data, but I was really struggling to find numbers online. It was almost like nobody is conducting research on this and gathering numbers and data on this, so I guess I just took it upon myself to get numbers of my own. So the next question is, what are some of the problems that you have asked your landlord to fix? There was the door, roof, getting rid of the drug dealer he put into the apartment below them, and telling the prostitutes not to stand on the porch. There was broken screens / stove. There was out-of-control rat infestation, broken bathtub, strong sewage smell in basement, refrigerator not staying cold, and broken light switches. The interesting thing is that there were some responses that included good reviews about landlords. Like, there are still good landlords out there. There was one where it was, I don't believe we had anything that needed fixing. Like, that's good. There are good landlords out there. But then there are others that just don't really do anything. There was my door, my smoke alarm, my bathroom, my kitchen sink, all that. And then one person just said everything. Geez, that one word just powerful enough to really have you thinking. It was just everything. And the next one's mold, heating elements, plumbing, stove, thermostat, need new water heater, new refrigerator, rotting window frames. Jeez. This affects so many things. It affects illness, obviously. It causes plenty of illnesses. And that includes missing school and work. And then it causes a lack of income. And then you're screwed. And it's hard to find help, especially when you're already in a house with high rent as it is. And there are tips, and I will explain later how you can solve issues like that or even prevent from putting yourself in that kind of problem. The next question was, have you had to have the same thing fixed more than once? 59.3% said yes, and 40.7% said no. It's kind of good, but it's unfortunate that the number of yes is higher than the number of, you know what I mean. How many times do you have to ask before a repair is made? 51.9% said more than three. Jeez. 11.1% said three times. 14.8% said two times. 22.2% said one time. This question was kind of similar to the other question that I already asked in the survey. It was, what type of repairs did you need to be made? The toilet flapper and chain replaced. The guy had to buy it himself, and he sent the landlord the bill. There was a clogged sink, and he asked the landlord to fix it, and the landlord told him to pay for it himself. He called the landlord multiple times about, because there was plants basically pushing into the basement, kind of like an invasive species, and there were animals living downstairs in his basement. And after 3 weeks, he came and mowed it. It's just, Wow. That's just wow. One person said that they just flat out said, I needed a new ceiling. Like, what? How do you go without a ceiling? Yeah, broken lock, broken toilet, a roof, new water heater, new pipes, dealing with mice. Please share any stories / specific issues that you have had with your landlord. All the landlord cared about was the rent money. He was from New York City and did not care about anything else he put in there. The jerk would not even fix any of the problems code enforcement ticketed him with, and he just paid off the fine and laughed it off. This person went to code enforcement, he paid the fine, and yet nothing else happened. That person still got stuck with the same problems. There was one where the landlord was great, so, I mean, that's good. Like I said, there are good landlords out there. Oh, this one's bad. Spends more than half the year in Italy and never returned any emails, then surprised us with random hidden fees for things like how we had to pay for any exterminators and repaid because apparently they attracted the pests, and they checked with the previous tenants, and it's always been an issue, so it wasn't their fault. They shouldn't have got fined for anything. There's another one. It's another good one where it says, my landlords in both Lansingburg and North Central have been reasonably responsive, so there we go, that's good, more representation. This one says he buys houses and just puts a band-aid on the problems, and that's it. One just says never took care of anything. Oh my god. I like this one, I want to show this one off. It says, landlord had showings of the apartment before selling it to another landlord without warning while the person was asleep in the house. Upon selling the new landlord, they hired a contractor to build a wall dividing one of the bedrooms and did not inform the tenant of the contractor. So while they were in the shower, this person heard a knock on the door and it was the contractor. One time, they painted the room while this person was away. The tenant had, like, no power. The landlord was just doing whatever they wanted and didn't even care. Another one says that he showed up unannounced as well as would have people come by to do work without telling them. It also took him forever to move things out of the space that were his. Oof, wow. I just want to keep going. No, one more. So their landlord lived in a third floor apartment in the same house as them, but would disappear for months at a time, and they only had an address and a phone number that he would seldomly respond to. And at one point, he disappeared for months due to cancer treatment in another state without telling them, and there was no way to contact him. And during that time, a hole developed in the second floor, which caused water damage to the apartment and the downstairs one in the same time period. And the heat did not turn on in November, and it's like, you know, that's when it starts to get cold, and they had to ask a neighbor to relight the pilot light in one of the boilers. He also owned the apartment with another individual who lived in Alaska. The owner in Alaska caused the house to go into foreclosure because he was spending his mortgage money on prostitutes and drugs. And then there was another one. My landlord was based in China for a year and barely spoke English. Stay tuned. I have plenty of more things that I want to talk about.